And somebody who is hoping it's going to be a really good day is John Garnier, who is the principal of Imaginary Stables. They will send out 9-year-old Imperative, looking for a third victory in the Charlestown Classic, and they'll send out War Story, who makes a third start in the race, looking for his first win. John, first of all, good morning. Thanks for taking the time, my friend.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Everything is good. Happy Charlestown Classic Day.
Thank you. I'm warming up. I'm actually in Delaware, and I heard you guys talking about the track sloppy, but it may be fast.
Yeah, it is sloppy. We had a lot of rain here yesterday and throughout the evening, but it is it's drying out now. And from what I understand, the track dries pretty quickly, and now they'll open it up and let that air get to it. There's a stiff breeze blowing, so that should help too.
We're hoping on this end for a little deja vu of 2 years ago on a sloppy track and hug and kiss a sloppy, muddy jockey in the winner's circle.
Yeah, let's start with the two-time winner, the 9-year-old Imperative. You know, he comes back here. He's won it in 2014, won it in 2017, hasn't won since. He's 0 for 8 since that victory in 2017, but he's run into some heavy hitters. Talk about that decision to bring him here again this year.
Well, Ron Pellucci and I own Imperative, and I kind of think he's over his head, but to run him here at the Charlestown Classic, where, I mean, in four starts, you could see he won over $2.5 million. The decision was simple. If he runs well, we may have a racehorse. But the only race back since Charlestown Classic was in Laurel, where something clicked in his head to run, and he ran pretty well. But other than that, he's been chasing really good horses. So if he doesn't run well, I'm going to push certainly for Charlestown. What better place for him to have retired at? And I won't be shocked. And I saw TVG last night, the commentator saying, "You never know on a horse that loves a track so much." So I guess it's a long shot. Obviously, a long shot. But we decided what better place for him to retire if he does run a very dull effort.
Is there a specific type of horse that you look to bring to the Classic, considering the fact that it's so unique? It's a mile and an eighth, but here at Charlestown, it's around three turns. Is there a certain type of horse, John, that you look to bring here when you decide to run your horses here at Charlestown?
Well, you know, just horses in our stable, obviously. War Story, in 17, when Imperative won, we were at my family, friends, we were at the top of the steps screaming for War Story, who looked like he was going to win that race. And Javier made a big move outside, and I started screaming for Javier because I knew at that point Imperative was probably going by. But if you look at the race, it really should have been 1-2, Imperative, War Story. War Story got a little bit spoofed of our own horse coming outside of him. And, you know, he ran a respectable third. We knew at that point that obviously both of them liked the track. Imperative was established. Now War Story ran really well. So we brought War Story back last year, and all I can say, kudos to Edgar Prado. It was a jockey won race. He was past War Story at one step of the race, and that was the finish line. Not before, not after, but he had the most important race being ahead right at the finish line. It was just a great job. Sometimes you got to take your hat off to the other guy, and Javier will be the first to say it. Edgar ran a fantastic race. But again, it proved that War Story really likes that track. So here we are three times in a row, and hopefully the third time's the charm for War Story.
Why do you think it is that that War Story likes this track so much? He really handles the turns well, but it's got to be more to it than that.
Well, it's a, you know, a horse that likes that likes tight turns. I mean, Imperative obviously likes tight turns. War Story makes those turns very, very easily, and some horses don't make the turns very well. So, I mean, I'd be lying to you if I knew the exact science. I just think some horses handle turns. Some jockeys are a big part of it too. I mean, you know, we had Javier on Javier on Imperative. We put Javier on War Story last year because Javier's won the race a number of times. So, you know, so I guess it's a combination of the horse that likes the turns and the jockey that knows how to approach them and take them. And, like I said, my partner Glenn Ellis and I are really excited about today. We just feel we did the right things with War Story. We gave him time off. He had a great race last year. He came back, ran a big race in the Brooklyn, and he was defending champion in Brooklyn. But he just got nailed by Baffert's horse at the wire. And, you know, he ran a bad race, and then we decided, hey, let's shut him down if we really want a good shot at the Classic. And I'm not a big fan of running off a layoff, but he needed it. And, you know, so we're geared up for this race. And, you know, Jorge tells us the horse has never trained better and he's ready. And we're excited. You know, we're excited about today.
Visiting with John Guarnieri, who is the principal of Imaginary Stables here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He has Imperative. He has War Story going in this afternoon's Charlestown Classic. Our coverage 4 to 6 Eastern, Sirius XM, channel 156, and streaming worldwide on our website, horseracingradio.net. John, you mentioned the rider angle. You're going to have to win it this year without Javier Castellano. He's riding against you. Imperative going to be ridden by Jacob Radosevic and War Story by Kendrick Carmouche. Talk about the decision to put those jockeys on your two horses today.
Well, Ron Pellucci, co-owner of Imperative, knows Jacob very well from the Ohio circuit. Jacob rode, ironically, in the race at 17 on a horse we put in there for speed. And Ron knows the odds stacked against us, and he figured put a jockey on it that he knows is going to go all out. And obviously he's bigger than would not take it. I can't blame them. Javier and Johnny V's rode a lot for us this year. They're kind of committed to the Fletchers of the world, and that's the only problem when you use those guys. And I've had many a talk with Navarro. It's good and bad. Johnny V is absolutely spectacular on Javier. But as your horse gets better and gets in better spots, obviously you're going to lose out to the Chad Browns, the Fletchers, and the Baffords of the world. So do you want the greatest jockey, or do you want a jockey that has familiarity with your horse and will take that mount? And we had Carmouche on him in Philadelphia, a mile and a half stake. He ran extremely wide, and we felt that second time on the horse, he's going to give it all he has, and we feel the horse will win the race. But, you know, if you're asking me if I love a big-time jockey, absolutely. But Carmouche is a very capable jockey, and we feel he'll fit the horse well. So, and I basically make the trainer make the decisions on my end when I own majority of the horse, and Glenn and I basically, you know, turn that over to Jorge. And again, because he has his stable of jockeys that really, I mean, how could you argue with a guy that wins at 40% up here and, you know, damn near 30% at Gulfstream at the toughest meet in the winter? And I'm not one of those guys that tries to tell a trainer how to train. I want to show up, have a good time, and take a picture. I'll let him do his job, and I'll do mine.
Well, you know, John, you've had a lot of success in the game already. Go back to your roots and tell us how you got hooked on thoroughbred racing in the first place. Where did the love begin?
Well, my dad and a bunch of steam fitters used to parlay in and buy cheap horses at Keystone Racetrack in Philadelphia. And so as a young kid, I was brought to the track, brought to the backside, and it was kind of exciting. And all, be it as it may, 4,000, 5,000-hour claimers, it was fun. And but my dad would always tell me it's too much money. If as a horse gets better, as he climbs, you're going to lose the horses. So I kind of put it on the back burner in my life as I started to do very well in life and my businesses. But when my wife and I moved down to Fort Lauderdale in 2011, yeah, we did so much beaches and going to golf course and fishing. we would go wind up at Gulfstream Racetrack almost every weekend. And just one weekend, I'm down there to finish line. You hear all these people screaming for the horse. And I said to my wife, I think I'll get a racehorse or two and try to have fun with the game. Well, lo and behold, I did some research. I got a claiming trainer down there that was recommended, Peter Walder. And right off the bat, we won our first two races. Ironically, Javier rode both mounts. And the second race, May 16th, May 17th, the second race, I said to Javier coming into the winner's circle, I said, Javier, they told me this game was so hard. It seemed so easy. And he, no, don't say that. And I've been blessed. I got involved with the right couple horses. I got involved with Imperative early. And before we won the Charlestown Classic, we won the first and only deciding race on Pegasus Day. And I've been in all three Pegasus. We won the Mathis Mile, a grade two. I won the Brooklyn. And a good friend of mine, Bill Murphy, told me once, he said, John, I know people in this game 30, 40 years that haven't won the graded races that you won. And it didn't really dawn on me until you're in the game two or three years and you're like, wow, I am pretty fortunate because there's people in this game a lot of years that haven't won some of these races. So I don't know what it is, karma, luck, but I've been blessed. And claiming-wise, I think I have a decent eye. I have a decent eye. Claims. I've done well with claims. This past season at Gulfstream Claiming Crown, it's my third year in racing. I had four horses and a claiming crown. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive that four of your claims qualify for the ultimate claiming races. So you know, I'm having a ball. My wife loves it as much as I do, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride, and that ride's not over yet. Let's hope, John, that you can add another chapter to it later this afternoon in that Grade 2 $1 million Charlestown Classic. Drive careful on the way over here. We'll look forward to seeing you when you get out here for the races this afternoon. And all the best, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I hope we're having another conversation later today.